You got to keep going. What am I going to do, quit? That's not an option. You got to keep on keeping on. You never give up, man. That's my philosophy. Life's a garden, dig it. You make it work for you.
We put that one together for you, Eric.
That's great.
I have to ask, is that where you got Life's a Garden? Are you...
No.
Okay.
Well, it's hard to say, but my wife, when she came on and started helping me with this business, I had a horrible name for my business before that, and she said, this does not represent who we are and what we do. We're renaming this thing. And that's what she came up with, and I thought it was great. Everybody loved it, and of course, I did definitely make the Joe Dirt tie-in, and a lot of people do.
It's a fun show. Let's bring in Matt from Chandler, who's talking. Wants to talk about tomatoes with our garden host this morning. Matt, welcome to the program.
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Well, thank you.
I got a question for you. My wife and I planted. I've got 4 tomato plants. I know I got them in the ground a little later than I should have. And they're healthy. They're green. They're just not growing very fast. And I don't know if it's even worth it to keep watering them, or if, because I don't have that growth, they're just not going to flower, and therefore I just won't get tomatoes. So I just wanted to see if there's something I can do to help promote the growth with what I've got.
Well, there's 2 kinds of growth. You know, either you're putting on green leafy growth, and that's usually attributed to nitrogen, or you're getting flowers and fruit set, which is more attributed to phosphorus. But it's a little late in the season for them to set fruit. Pretty much all nightshades become sterile after 90 degrees. So you have 2 choices. You could take them out and save the water, or you can continue to water them through the summer and shade them and protect them. And the whole while they're building a good root system, so that when it does cool off in the fall, you've got a head start on your fall tomato harvest.
And the first thing I think of with shade is probably just the construction background. Is you could get sunscreen shade so cheap in rolls, and you go to any hardware store and cut it off and, you know, tack it up. But you set a product on break that I'd never heard of.
Yeah, there's an aluminized shade cloth, and what it does is, because the sun is so intense here in Arizona, what it does, it reflects a lot of the heat back away. Standard black shade cloth just absorbs the heat, and that's how it shades the plants underneath, but also creates a heat canopy above the plant. The aluminized shade cloth has strips of aluminum woven into a white cloth, like a white nylon cloth. It's pretty UV stable, but the benefit of it is the aluminum reflects a lot of the sun's rays back out. You can get it in different percentages of dimming, or not dimming, but of shading.
Says the leg.
30%, 15%. One of the things I found too with a lot of trying to grow vegetables is the soil temperature is too cold for good root growth when the air temperature is premium, was perfect. Then as the sun, as the air starts to heat up more, when the soil temperature is just right for growing roots, the air temperature is too hot to set fruit. That's one of the things we struggle with growing plant, you know, vegetables in the desert garden. So
where would you find that shade cloth you talked about?
Well, we used to sell it down at Gardener's World. That's where we used to sell it. But I've used it several times. I still have some around the house that I use when I do plant my gardens.
So the listeners can just call you and get some?
No, I really don't.
we'll do a little research and see if we can find
that. Harper's Nursery would probably be able to get it for sure. And, you know, the other thing about it, too, is start with larger plants. You don't have much of a growing season. Don't start with seed or pod plants unless you have a greenhouse or some way to get them going. Start with larger plants for better results quicker.
Agreed.
That's a good point.
Outstanding. Well, while we mention it, let's just give a little salute to Sharon. She was actually on the show with us recently when we had the home show down at the fairgrounds. Gardeners World put up a nice display, and she came in and hosted the show with us. So they are doing a clearance sale. They're going to keep the landscape part open, but they are going to they are shutting down the nursery. So it's a shame that. I don't know. It's something about that big tree and that big wood trellis that goes around it. I
mean, hurricane palms.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. A great area underneath there.
Sharon's definitely a pioneer in the industry.
Yeah. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Christy in Tucson's called in with a question for our garden hosts. Good morning, Christy. Welcome to the program.
Well, good morning to the whole panel there.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have what I believe in layman's terms would be considered a Mexican fence post cacti. It's got several arms that come up from the ground and grow very tall. and it has frost damage from the last 2 years as much as we tried to protect it. How do you go about trimming that? Because I also understand this is a type of cactus that if you cut those arms, they actually can be replanted and will grow another set of cacti.
Don't look at me. That's why I brought you in, Eric.
Fair enough. A lot of our clients choose to just let them go and let the new arms. A lot of times where the frost damage occurs, it'll, like you said, the next growth node down will produce a new arm. You can take those arms off and replant. And if the damage is so bad on what we call the mother plant that it's just not, you know, aesthetically pleasing anymore, you certainly can start a new batch. Or you can wait for some new arms to grow from the base and cut the damaged arms off if it is a Mexican fence post. Other columnar cactus are handled differently.
And it seems like everyone in here, y'all were very familiar with Savanna Nursery as well.
Yeah.
So that would be a great place to go for a local resource there.
In Tucson? Absolutely.
We appreciate the call, Christy. Good luck getting that going. I understand it's a beautiful cactus.